Water is a precious resource. Water is a limited resource. All living things need it. Water must be managed well to ensure we have enough for our needs and to protect the environment. Water, water everywhere. Water is a precious resource. We can't live without it. If you look at a map of the world, you will see that water covers much of our planet. Our oceans are not the only source of water. Water is also under the ground and in the air as vapor. Clouds formed by this vapor ensure that water falls back down to earth as rain, sleet, snow, or hail. Oceans of water. There is a lot of water all around us, but most of this is not fresh water. Ocean water has too much salt in it for us to drink. Much of the water that falls back to earth in one form or another becomes runoff. It travels some distance over land before making its way back to one of Earth's oceans. As it travels over land, the water picks up salts and minerals from the rocks and soil and washes them into the ocean. The deposits have built up over many years. That is why ocean water is so salty. Fresh water. Approximately 97% of Earth's water is salt water. That leaves only about 3% that is fresh water for meeting the needs of people, plants, and animals. Only about a third of our fresh water is available for us to use. The rest is frozen solid in glaciers, in the snow on high mountain tops, and in the polar ice caps. The fresh water we use comes from surface water and groundwater. Surface water is water we can see in ponds, rivers, lakes, and streams. Groundwater is water that seeps down into the ground and collects in the spaces between rocks and soil underground. What are the main sources of water in your area? Protecting water. It is important to protect our water supplies from pollution. Once the water becomes polluted, it can be difficult or even impossible to clean. Chemicals like cleaning supplies, paints, and other toxins can seep into the ground and make the water unusable. People must dispose of their waste products appropriately, so we will have plenty of fresh water in the future. Streams, rivers, and lakes provide habitat for certain types of aquatic plants, fish, insects, and birds. Some of these organisms need very pure fresh water. Almost all organisms on Earth today contain at least 50% water in their bodies. Living things use water to transport nutrients, hormones, and oxygen to their cells, cleanse waste from their systems, and cool their bodies. What actions can we take to make sure we don't pollute our waterways?